This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2016. We now take you to Germany with a report. Stay with us.
There was one Muslim, an Afghanian Muslim, and he told me at a rally, yeah, I will cut off your head. Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com. We are in Munich, Germany. We just landed, and we're at the train station here in downtown Munich, about a 15-minute drive from the airport. And as you can see, it's a hustle and bustle, lots of people coming around here. And what are we here for, mainly? To talk about the migrant crisis that is going on in Europe and how it can spill over to the United States. Last year, there were about 1 million migrants coming into Germany. Where we're at in Bavaria had the second most highest concentration of migrants. And they have them in areas all around here. Right now, there's not a high concentration in the train station. And so far this year, with the closing of the borders, there's only been about 200,000 entering in. But now here's my friend Michael Stutzenberger. He is with the German Freedom Party. And so we're going to do a little interview. I talked with him on email, and he agreed to meet with us. So tell us about your German Freedom Party. What are you guys all about?
So we are informing the people about Islam. Mm-hmm. About the danger of Islam, and we want to have direct democracy. Right. We want that the people vote for very important decisions, and we are very aware of that refugee problem, because you told it was more than 1 million people coming last year. This year, over 200,000, and this is a big problem for Germany. Yeah.
And so what kind of strain does that put on your infrastructure in terms of crime, in terms of extra police presence, in terms of them getting basically feeding off the system?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of people from Northern Africa, and there are many of them who make criminality. There is rape problem, this stealing, yeah. And people start to feel insecure in their own country. Women fear, little girls fear when they go to school. Many of the refugees are Muslims. They are coming from a total different culture, where women are on a lower level and raping is something normal for them. So it's a very difficult situation. Huh?
And how many would you estimate are men, say, 18 to 50, that are coming in to your country?
So there are a lot of young men coming. They are between 18 and 25, most of them Muslims. Not so many women, not so many children. And most of them have no right for asylum. They are refugees into our social system. They want to have a better life. And our politicians say, oh, all welcome. Yeah, they want to be good Germans, you know, welcome to everybody. And it's not so good.
So I was reading on the internet about a project you were working on. Basically, Saudi Arabia wanted to fund one of the largest mosques here in Munich. And tell us about your efforts to fight that.
So we collected signatures for 3 years. We had 65,000 people who subscribed. But the city of Munich, the politicians, don't want that referendum, so they put us to court to fight against that referendum. So we have to fight for the right of the people to decide. It's so crazy. Now we had to start a new referendum, and we want definitely to stop this project, because somebody from Saudi Arabia financing this huge mosque would be a big problem, because Saudi Arabia is putting millions and millions of dollars in building mosques all over Europe, in Bosnia and Germany and everywhere. They want to Islamize Europe. And they are financing terror. They are financing Al-Qaeda. They are financing Islamic State. So it's so crazy what's going on there. We have to stop it. But the politicians close their eyes, because the money from the Arabic world is very important for Munich. They are coming rich Arabians, yeah, here in the hospitals, and they are buying here in the luxury shops millions of euros for the city. So they let all them in. Yeah?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our reporters are in Germany. Rob Du, Josh Owens are going to be joining us coming up today at 12:30 Central Standard Time. Now, that's over in Europe. Out on the West Coast, Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, and others will be joining us from California. And, of course, they've got those big primaries taking place today. And they're saying that Hillary Clinton has cinched the nomination, even though she's stolen delegates from Bernie Sanders. He is not capitulating, says he's going to fight. But the mainstream media is saying that she is now the presumptive nominee and that Donald Trump has it 100%. I don't think it's over until the fat lady sings or until the war criminal sings, because anything is possible with the technocrats that are in control of our nation right now. But we're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo, Joe Biggs, and others coming up on the West Coast. And, of course, Rob Du and others with live video feeds as well from Germany. This is mainly a radio show. It started out 21 years ago as a radio show. but I'd also been doing television for 21 years. And so in about the last 16, 17 years, I merged the two. And this is what we call InfoWars Live with yours truly, Alex Jones. If you're just driving along in your car and hear us talking about video feeds and things like that, you can always go to InfoWars.com/show or just go to InfoWars.com and click on the show tab, radio show tab, and it actually has all of the video feeds as well. In fact, that ought to be radio/TV tab because that confuses some folks, but that's up there on InfoWars.com and is a great link, obviously, to send out to everyone you know on a routine basis because they are trying to shut down free speech and destroy nationalism, the family, and any form of possible resistance to the technocracy. Let me do my best here and just go over some of these headlines. Dr. Bill Warner of PoliticalIslam.com will be joining us. He's been highly requested by listeners the last few years. I finally sat down and read one of his books a few months ago and watched some of his videos. He's well-spoken. He gives you a good historical breakdown, but I've read so many mainline history books. What he's saying is just admitted fact if you're informed. So he kind of goes slowly through it all. This will be his first visit with us for 30 minutes or so. I'm going to say, listen, you know, you're an expert on this, but I've already researched what you're saying before I knew you. I know what you're saying is just mainline historical fact. Give us the boil down and then the timeline of where this is going. So we're not going to have 2-3 hours to go over this with him, but yeah, he is a popular speaker that breaks all of this down, so he will be joining us. But I have to remember that even with informed groups out there, when you really learn about the history of Islam from its own writings and what the goal is, it's shocking that Western governments would be trying to bring in unsustainable groups of people from the most radical areas and then having everyone bow to their will. It really shows you how inherently wicked and anti-freedom based the Western controllers are. But again, after they've brought in radical Islam and funded radical Islam to take over much of the areas already controlled by Muslims, once that radicalization process is accelerated into la-la land, there will be a clash of civilizations that will be expanded between the West per the PNAC plan. This is official plan by the globalists, and most of those countries will be basically turned into glass parking lots. So everyone's being set up right now, being played off against each other. I'm not against Muslims. I'm not against Arabs. I'm not against Indonesians. I'm not against Mongolian Muslims. But here's the deal. If you come here, we're not going to conform to your religious beliefs and ideas. We're not going to lose our freedoms of the Renaissance, hard fought, the Enlightenment, because you want us to bow to your will. And that goes the same for pedophile-run Hollywood that wants to teach five-year-olds how to have anal sex in the public schools and that wants to arrest California schoolgirls that talk about the Bible at lunch. SWAT teams are being deployed. I have the articles. So you've got the sick, weird left in such a fetish to butcher the West that they'll ally with one of the most caveman, oppressive, monotheistic, chauvinistic, crazy town systems because it just creates such a melee and they want to blow it all up. They want to bring it down because they can't compete with free market, even though we're a limited free market, a crony capitalist system. What's left of it is so powerful. It has an engine of choice in what you buy and what you sell and what you produce that they fear its revolutionary power and want to fully extinct it. That's why for a normal person, you say, this doesn't make any sense. This is they're promoting people being lazy. They're promoting people being stupid. They are promoting every form of racism and classism and sexism, while at the same time saying that they're trying to stop it. And it's because they are social engineers that exempt themselves from the very programs they put us under. Now, it was last Friday that I finally started paying attention, because a lot of times I'm ahead of the curve on big news items, but sometimes when I see a whole bunch of different attacks being beta tested against gun groups or Christian groups or veterans groups or nationalist organizations or medical freedom groups, whatever the case may be, anytime I'm seeing an attack on that, there's so many of them, I'll kind of watch it grow before I comment. And for a week, I've been hearing about Trump University and how it's the most evil thing on the planet and so horrible. And I've been hearing about that for months, but it accelerated. And then Trump came out and said, this judge is being very political. He works with very political groups that are basically pro-Mexico. And so he is loyal to Mexico. But Trump just said, he's a Mexican, he's not for America. And allowed them to spin it that he was saying because he's a Mexican, he can't be a judge. And that's not what Trump was really saying. And in fact, the larger clip, he clarified it in his statement. But again, they know that they're dealing with a population in this country, especially on the West Coast, I don't care what color they are, that cannot find their butts with both hands. You've seen our videos, you've seen the other reporter videos, you've seen Mark Dice. I mean, these are unedited. We are showing you everyone we're talking to. And I don't care whether they're an old white man or a young black man or a young Hispanic woman. These people do not know what planet they're on. And then all they hear is, yeah, Trump said this judge can't rule because he's a Mexican. No, Trump said, no, he's fine. He's loyal to the Mexicans and not to this country. People said he's a federal judge. What do you mean? Well, most federal judges, in my view, aren't loyal to this country. Look at their rulings throwing out the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So Trump's good at dumbing things down, but sometimes he dumbs it down too much and the nuances get lost. But listen, the Daily Caller first reported on this. WorldNet Daily has dug into it. So have we. And there's 13,000 different articles out there. I saw on this today when I did a Google search. 1,300 of them, strangely enough, have comments from yours truly in there. So at least we're counter-striking now with the facts. And here's the headline. Judge, law firm bringing Trump U case. So both the judge and the law firm bringing the Trump University case, both tied to La Raza. And I love the spin in a bunch of different newspapers. They go, well, he's on a judicial La Raza board that gets scholarships for illegal aliens. Or undocumented. Let me use the proper word since the government told me to. And he is involved in the same group that Sotomayor is. And I actually have a New York Times quote here where Sotomayor in 1999, they were talking about her being a potential Supreme Court justice if Obama got elected. And, well, I've got the article here, it's 2000-something. And she actually says in the article, well, I'm a Hispanic woman with particular wisdom, and so I'll be able to rule better on cases because I'm not a white man. Now, imagine if a white judge talked like that. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And here's what I'm getting at. If you're any other shade other than white, eggshell, then you are allowed to engage in classical racial organizations. You're allowed to have BET. Can you imagine white entertainment television? And I get it. Blacks have been downtrodden, had problems, and foisted out to the edge of society and all the rest of it. So, let folks have their own channel. I actually get that culturally. But there's been this extreme now where whites can't have any culture of any type. I've even seen articles saying, are Oktoberfest racist? I mean, they have those articles every year. Should we get rid of Oktoberfest because it's too white? You go to an Oktoberfest, there's people of every color out there having a great time. Eating sausages and drinking beer and eating pretzels. But that's what it's come down to, where if you're white or you're Christian, because that's where this is really going after, is Western civilization and the real Christian ethic. Not the megachurch ethic, but the real Christian ethic, where I see articles every day where you will have a Christian with a Bible at a college or at a public school or giving out Christmas cards. That happens every year all over the country. And they get called in and they get suspended or expelled or the police come because they talked about Bible verses. Kellen McBrain wrote an article about this. School calls sheriff on 7-year-old for sharing Bible verses. California elementary school sent deputies to boys' home for distributing Christian materials. Well, you should be allowed to hand out birthday cards or Valentine's cards or cards. I mean, they teach Islam in the schools for, quote, diversity. But see, Christianity is prosada non grata. Remember the Pope said 3 weeks ago in LaCroix newspaper, he goes, I just abhor. I just can't stand hearing about Christian roots of Europe. We need to stop this. This is xenophobic. This is colonialism. See, it is an attack on the West, period.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Bottom line, I want prosperity. I want wealth. I want freedom of choice. I want the family and the human institution honored and protected. And I want to see our environment, the genetic registry of this planet, protected. I don't want to see thousands of major corporations genetically splicing every species under the sun in mass, creating huge mutations across the genetic spectrum, from plankton to whales, from humans down to fire ants. We are all being manipulated and changed, and the globalists are acting like the island of Dr. Moreau on PCP. And I tune in to television, and it is the most weaponized garbage, including Fox News. Remember the whole lacrosse team thing years ago that went on for 3 years, where the white lacrosse team raped the black stripper? It was all made up. It was all lies. But it was sold to create racial division and also create the illusion that all sex is rape, the hardcore third wave feminist view. And they've got all these movies out, you know, like The Neighbors 2, where, oh, the next to the frat house, and the whole thing is about how men wanting to have sex with women is rape, period, and men are inherently bad. I mean, it's all just weaponized to turn everybody into gibbering idiots. I'll be talking about that coming up in the next segment. This Stanford swimmer champion only got 6 months because at a party they caught him with a girl that was drunk and looked like she was passed out. This guy looks like an entitled creep to me, quite frankly, because there's nothing worse than these guys that haven't done anything with their lives that go around thinking they're, you know, elitist and all the rest of it. And he kind of fits that bill. And I don't like frat parties. I don't like the whole thing. But I'll tell you something right now. Statistically, they release thousands of illegal aliens every year for hardcore rape and don't even charge them. Or they're convicted and they just release them. But that's okay. But see, it's not a big cause celeb every time an illegal alien, whether they be Chinese or Mexican or Eastern European or whatever. But boy, let me tell you, when there's some swim team champ and the two white knights catch him. I'm going to cover this more later, all the details. You know, catch him with a drunk woman, and they tackle him and call the police. And then the judge and the police and the probation officer and everybody, so this guy had no criminal record previous, but the officer already assigned, in case he goes on probation, says, you know what, you need to really just give this guy time served for 6 months. And I'll just tell you, there is rape that goes on campus. There are people that get roofied. It is a problem. But I personally, in high school and going to college parties, I don't like it. Back when I was more promiscuous, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm just being honest. I ran to this thing where women would call you into a room and then lay down and act like they were passed out. So I guess somehow they didn't have to feel guilty that they were having sex. And I just would be like, hey, I'm not having sex with a sack of potatoes. Get up. And they go, okay. Oh, and then I'm like, just forget it. You're a screwball. I ran into that. I don't want to exaggerate. I was promiscuous. I'm not proud of it, but didn't have any problem with ladies. I don't know. I don't even want to tell. I ran into this. Women playing possum. Probably 30, 40 times. And I learned it was just something that they did, so it was like a denial that they'd done something bad. Some type of weird... The new thing is women say, and I don't want to get graphic if kids are listening to it, but this is scientific fact, this is in the news. Young women will tell people, oh, I just have anal sex, I'm waiting for marriage for the other, as birth control. And the big joke is that's what Catholic girls do. And then the other thing is oral sex. There's news articles about this, and the CDC is concerned about it as well, where a young, say, 16, 17-year-old girl has given oral sex to maybe 50, 100 boys, young men at the school, but it's okay because it's oral. So, again, it's one of those games. And then there's all this feminist thing, hate the men, all sex is rape, you know, if you don't give them a contract, you know, they can't have sex with you. Or if you wake up because you were drunk and now didn't want to do it, say it's rape. I mean, the courts know there is a jihad against men. Even the courts know, the police know, that about half the rape case claims they get are fake.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I've got to hurry because we've got Rob Dew, we've got Josh Owens, Paul Watson's landing as we speak. He's got to drive out and meet him outside Dresden. There's no direct flights into Dresden. And we've got our three reporters there on the ground. They're going to be joining us coming up in the next hour. We also have Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs out in California for the big final primaries today. We've got that whole battle going on. There is just so much to cover here. But I've got an amazing New York Times article here from 2009. A judge's view of judging is on the record, is the New York Times article. And she said, I would hope that as a wise Latin woman with the richness of her experiences would more often than not reach a better conclusion than a white male who hasn't lived that life, said Sotomayor, who is now considered to be near the top of President Obama's list of potential Supreme Court nominees. Hey, I think it'd be great to have a Hispanic woman on the Supreme Court. But let me tell you something about Sotomayor and Kagan. These penguin-like women are anti-gun, anti-republic, anti-free market, globalist slimes. And I am sick and tired of the media and the system and the culture. Look, growing up in Dallas, Texas, I experienced territorial gang-like activity from white people and from black people about equally, and it was bad. Any excuse to fight each other. Blacks wanted to fight blacks. Blacks wanted to fight whites, vice versa. Rednecks would just pull up. If they didn't know, you start a fight with you. It was horrible. Most cities aren't like that. I had no idea until I moved to Austin that most places weren't completely insane. And it was super male, super macho. Hey, I kind of like the whole liberal side of let's not beat each other's brains out. And I'll say it. I didn't run into a lot of trouble with Mexicans and racial stuff. Though, well, five of them were there. Four of them broke my leg once. So I've only had Mexicans attack me racially pretty much, you know, once. So it was not like the rednecks because they didn't know me or the blacks, you know, constantly. But I was talking to a guy last night from Houston. He was Hispanic and white, which is kind of an oxymoron. Hispanics are Native American and white. That's what it is. But he gets the name from Hispaniola, which is Dominican Republic to the east and Haiti to the west. But again, the public doesn't have any of this information. It's just crazy. I could argue I'm Hispanic because I'm 13% Native American. It's just ridiculous. All it means is I get a better tan. I don't care. I'm proud of my heritage. It's just such mental illness that I can't handle it anymore. And the way they push race-based garbage and the way they're doing it with Hispanic groups in the media and the universities is a travesty. And it's because they've already handicapped Latin America with communism as the supposed way to get out of crony capitalism. Well, Latin America is probably, on average, about 90%, look it up yourself, less wealthy than it was 60 years ago, thanks to getting into socialism and communism. How's it working out for you down in Venezuela right now? The New World Order doesn't want Latin Americans, who are smart, super hardworking, and family-based, to ever get their own economic system going because it will be independent, it will be vibrant, it will be amazing, and it will be explosive. So instead, that's why you've got all the free tuition for Latin Americans to come here and become the new ruling class of communists that are funded by big mega banks. And that's all it is. And that's what this judge in the Trump case is. And it's been documented and proven that a La Raza law firm and the La Raza group and this judge, all there are hardcore Mexican nationalist La Reconquista pushers, but that's only on the surface. The Ford Foundation cooked this thing up in the 50s. It's liberation theology out of the Central Intelligence Agency. It's all declassified. This is not my opinion. This guy works for the New World Order. And he's propped in there to stop some orange-haired nationalist popping up, pointing out that this guy's pro-Mexican. He doesn't mean Mexicans that are in the U.S. That's like saying, you know, no, it'd be like if this guy worked for Germany but was a federal judge, and he said, this guy's a German, and he's ruling against me because I'm against Merkel. But see, that dog wouldn't hunt because it's white guys against white guys. But because they could say, oh, it's this Spanish-Hispanic guy, now it's all this racism. Because the media knows that the general public doesn't understand La Raza and Mecha and all this stuff, which goes out there and says we're going to empower the people, we're going to build everybody up. Here's how you do it. Working with the system, working with the government, getting into the government. Don't go out and build your own business. Don't go out and build your own system. No. Just stay right here with us, and we're going to take care of you. We're going to take real good care of you. Viva La Raza. Whites were on that plantation to a certain extent until the Republicans and others in the South went against that in the 50s and 60s. So the Democrats had to flip from racial politics on one end to the other. But look, I got to get to other news. I got to get to Bilderberg. But it's all interconnected. But let me just run through these headlines. Judge, law firm. So the judge and the law firm bring Trump UKs both tied to La Raza. Well, not tied to it. They're like senior people over it. Here's another one. New York Times. Again, I mentioned it was Sotomayor and her racist statements. Just arrogant statements. Now, let's look at all these other headlines that tie together with this. ISIS publicly burns alive 19 Kurdish women for rejecting sex slavery report. Man, I wish we could hear about the 600 million women under dominant radical Islam worldwide who can't drive cars and who can't go outside without a male attendant and have to wear full hoods over their heads. Boy, I wish I was hearing about that in our mainstream media. But up here from the Russian news, RT, they videotaped it. They were punished for refusing to have sex with ISIS militants. And that's Muslim women. This is how these dogs, these pigs behave. These pig turds. I'm sorry. This is what ISIS is, the excrement of a pig. Now, I'm not going to be hearing about that in our media. I'm going to hear about dad, judge under fire after ex-Stanford swimmer sentenced for sex assault. Do you know what the average sentence, you can look this up per state, it varies, for this type of assault where it's not aggravated, where they weren't tied up, they weren't beaten up? It's probation, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you can say, let's up these sentences. But he was recommended a normal six-month sentence, but because he's some trendy white guy who does look like a psycho in the photos, maybe he's not, and he's it's a frat party while they two guys caught him on top of a girl who was almost passed out. Okay, whatever. Maybe he did rape her. The point is, what are parents doing paying to send their daughters to these colleges to then send them into these arrested development frat houses where 22-year-old guys rule over a bunch of dumb guys and then women come in, everybody acts like morons? Now, that's one reason I got out of college. I started going to some of these frat parties and stuff. I was like, this is horrible. It's like high school part two. I'm out of here. I'm going to go date a hot 30-year-old. See you later. No, sorry, 22-year-old women were like, when I was 20, we're like too young. I'm always looking going for the full deal. What's the absolute, I guess because I'm 42, the most beautiful woman I've seen, but it's about 35 to 40. I want the full deal. I want the overwhelming woman. But I get the little arrested development guys and the girls don't want to get in trouble in case something happens, so they drink and then lay there and then, where are you going? Come back. You know, oh, I'm drunk. You have sex with me. You know, it's just total bull, and this may have happened in this case, but the judge and even the police said, no, he needs to have a suspended sentence or 6 months. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of illegals, it depends on the year, sometimes it's 50-something thousand, are released for rape, robbery, aggravated assault, arson. I mean, you see it in the news. And so my issue is, listen, burn this guy. I tell you what. Give him 50 years in prison, okay, and release all the nonviolent people, okay? Okay, 50 years. Let's give it to him. But let's give the illegals 50 years. And it's not that I hate the illegals. It's that I hate the fact that nobody knows who they are. They're just running around from China and Mexico and everywhere else, and they're just completely left alone to do whatever they want. But if you go along with the system and you pay your taxes as a American of any race, color, or creed, I don't like to hyphenate, but let's say Mexican-American, Anglo-American, African-American. If you go along with everything, they throw the frickin' book at you. And then this guy gets a standard sentence, and they're on Fox News acting like it's the end of the world. They're making, oh, my gosh, it's so horrible. Why did this recall the judge? Oh, it's so horrible. I mean, you know how many illegal aliens get let go 2, 3, 4 times until they kill somebody in a drunk driving accident? I see those articles every week. Texas, Tennessee, California. And you know what? It's usually a minivan full of 6 or 7 Americans who happen to be Hispanic getting killed by another drunk illegal alien. And that's another thing. I get it's the culture down in Mexico to drive drunk. Used to be our culture here. If we're going to really crack down on it, you got to crack down on everybody. You can't let illegals go for drunk driving, but then throw the book at a guy who's got the last name Sanchez because his family's been here for 150 years, and he's an American. Or Jones, or Johnson. I mean, it's like, oh, they didn't mean it. So it's, I mean, you know how I have been rear-ended by illegals 3 times. Most of the car wrecks I've had since I got out of high school. I was not a very good driver then. I had some bad wrecks. I had some wrecks then and hardly any after then. It's a tornado blew me off the road once, and illegals ran into me 3 times at stoplights. Once in a parking lot, twice at a stoplight. I was pulling into an academy. And the guys are just drunk, and they get out, and you can tell them from Mexico. They don't speak a lick of English. Cowboy hats on, dirt all over them. They tell them they've been working all day. They got Mexican plates on the car. And, oh, sorry, oh, drunk. Here come the cops. The cops just go, okay, you didn't really have insurance. You got insurance, right, Alex? Oh, yeah, in two of the cases, cops knew who I was. Like, yeah, I got it. Okay, I get it. You can't. Yeah, if we take him in, I'm calling his wife right now. He's calling his wife on a cell phone. How many times have I played tapes here from Florida and you name it and Georgia just a few months ago where the illegals are falling down drunk and have hit somebody and the cops let them go? No, my wife's not answering. Oh, it's like, oh, and the cops are like, okay, go ahead now. I mean, do you want that out on the road with your kids? I mean, I'm asking serious questions here because they want to merge us with Latin America in the North American Union. They want to get rid of borders. It's a UN project. The UN opened the borders, blew up the Middle East, advertised you could come through Turkey out of Syria, and they came in, and they're there. And they advertise, come here. CNN advertises to Chinese, come here, have your babies for free. There's now more Chinese coming in a week than Mexicans. And they're not coming here to build the railroad. They're not coming here to be a doctor and work on my eyes. I love it. Love Chinese people. Love them so much. We went out and adopted an Asian person. I don't have to throw that out there as a race card, but it's true. I'm sick of all you racists telling me and the West and the Renaissance that changed the whole world that we're the bad ones. We're not. Nobody's bad. Inherently. But we're being fed all this garbage, and I'm through with it. I can't take it anymore. So continuing, the judge and the law firm bringing Trump U case, both title or other, they're high level. They give, this judge runs a thing to give illegals totally paid for $200,000+ college. And I'm not against people. I buy coffee out of Mexico. I hire people that are here legally from Mexico. Because they're smart and work hard. But I'm not going to sit there and just do everything for free. I don't get all this stuff for free, and I'm fed up. Because it's part of a larger plan to bring the country down. But I know Sotomayor tells me that she's a Latin woman, so she can have a more of a mind than me. Really, I thought there might be some Latin women that are smarter than me, and there might be some old white guy smarter than you. It varies, doesn't it? Individual to individual. Oh, no. Because you're Latin, you're smarter than me. I understand. Make America Mexico again? How about make America a free, diverse, powerful nation? ISIS publicly burns alive 19 Kurdish women. You won't be hearing about that on Fox News. Africa sees a surge of attacks on albinos who were taken by crowds and eaten, but I'm sure that's white people's fault. Obama seeks global commitments for 1 million more refugees in schools and 1 million more legally working. Yes. Video. Protesters with "We Need Socialism" signs viciously attack pro-Trump Hispanics. Oh, yeah. They're really trying to intimidate. This is racketeering Hispanics that are out there going to the Trump rallies. And by the way, then we're going to Dr. Group here in a moment. I'm going to skip this break. By the way, Trump does this baby talk thing he does where he goes, I have one here. I have the head of the veterans group. Or I have one here. I have one of the delegates here. They were told, to, you know, and he goes, I have one here, an African-American. And they go, look at that. He said he had one here. Like he had one in the basement. No, that's how Trump talks. They think everything. Oh, secret racism. Oh, what are you going to do? Get him some fried chicken? This is the type of stuff they push constantly. And Trump's like sitting there grabbing Hispanic women going, I love the woman. Oh, I love Hispanic people. You know, and other people that know Trump, that's what he's like behind the scenes. Like two or three steaks, piles of potatoes, running around hugging everybody, just completely out of control, 18 hours a day. He's probably got some chromosomal issue or something, you know, like a Superman or something, a super orange pumpkin man. But, and he makes fun of himself, by the way, behind the scenes. But all of this turns into He's a racist, no? He gets the intel, this judge, the La Raza, La Reconquista, Mexican nationalist, you know, guy, and he goes, the guy's a Mexican. He doesn't want a border. He's loyal to Mexico. Okay, I honor him. He's proud of his of that country. This is America, and this guy shouldn't be able to rule. Obviously, he should recuse himself, but the media spins that all up. Here's another one. 500,000 veterans waiting over 30 days for VA care, but that's okay. New surge in Central Americans seen on border, biggest ever, PBS. Am I against these poor people? No. They're being used as a weapon to come in and break the country and create a Tower of Babel. DHS quietly moving, releasing van loads of illegal aliens away from border. Told you that years ago. Now it's confirmed Judicial Watch. Oh, I love this one. I just mentioned it. Illegals openly brag about 30,000 case scholarships on Twitter that they're getting from the government and from the states. And again, they brag 4.5 GPA, full tuition paid at UT, 13 cords, medals, nice legs, oh, and I'm undocumented. I'm supposed to say, hey, I'm contributing, I'm great, I'm a valedictorian, I'm all this stuff. Okay, well, then we should speed up a way to make this person a citizen. Absolutely. You got grades like that and everything else? We should just have a law. Just like you go fight in the military, boom, you're a citizen. Ranked ninth, and it goes on right here. I'm also undocumented. So what's the thing about saying undocumented are valuable? I get all that. But see, the citizens aren't getting stuff like this in many cases, and this is being done to incentivize, and then you're put through the Chicano programs at the schools, which is basically the equivalent of you're a victim, everybody's out to hate you, only the socialists love you, only Gloria Steinem loves you, all sex is rape, your men are bad, the patriarchy's bad, the family's bad. Yeah, basically, here, take a Gardasil shot. We love you. Oh, sorry, you can't have kids now, but we love you because, you know, we got black eagles up with communist red flags. All created by the CIA on record. This one, battle rages as GOP saves Obama plot to diversify neighborhoods. As they, with their new computers, they know areas that have low welfare, areas that have high employment, areas that are doing well. They're going to create little government nest in that and then bring in people to break down the society and the culture and not let anyone escape the poverty, anyone escape the collapsing tax base. And then, meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier. Here's the story up on Infowars.com. School calls sheriff on 7-year-old for sharing Bible verses. I see this all the time. California Elementary School sent deputy to boys' home for distributing Christian materials. The Desert Rose Elementary School in Palmdale, California, severely abused a first grader's constitutional rights, according to a press release put out by the Liberty Council. The boy's mother, Christina Zalvala, as I pronounced that right. Oh, look, a Hispanic person, I think, being abused. Oh, for their Christianity sake, they hate everybody's guts, folks. Put a Bible verse on a sticky note in her son's packed lunch every day, along with a short story to provide context for the verses. My mother used to do that for me. Christina's son, known as C, began sharing notes with other children during lunch. He communicated with free speech his mother's words and talked about Christ. See, you have free speech, folks. Now they say separation of church and state means you have no religion. But that all came to an end when a young girl showed one note to her teacher saying it was the most beautiful story she'd ever seen, at which point the teacher told C he could no longer share notes at lunch. But when he did do it, they sent the police to his house, and They're looking at criminal charges and everything else. I'm not going to go over the whole article, but this is what goes on. See, we're all losing our basic rights. Doesn't matter what color you are, the NSA spying on you. What color you are, they're putting fluoride in your water. What color you are, they're geoengineering. What color you are, we're all going under world government. What color you are, you're glued to the TV screen, the iPhone, your IQ is dropping, your brain's not being wired correctly, the vaccines are attacking everybody. We're all under attack. We're all under globalist rule. We're all going into this thing. They're not bringing Muslims in, 5 million of them in the last 4 years, into Europe because they want to have everybody love the Muslims. It's meant to totally demonize them and set up a giant war between the West and Islam. It'll destroy both, by the way, which is what Albert Pike wrote 140 years ago. Wow, that guy was evil. So I'm going to cover all of this. There is so much to get to, obviously, but that's just some of what I wanted to get to there. We've got some big announcements coming up in the next hour. We've got our reporters joining us from Germany and California. This is what we built with the InfoWar. We have got the newspapers imploding even faster. Ebola case reportedly in Hollywood, LA Times. Folks, we got all sorts of Ebola on a routine basis. They just cover it up. That's been confirmed, but it's just back of the paper. Just like TB spreading everywhere. They don't even test folks for TB now. 20-something percent of the refugees have TB, Associated Press. No one seems to care. TB spreading everywhere. TB that'll kill you. Doesn't matter what color your baby is now, does it? Oh, just be nice. Let the people in from Latin America and let the people in where it's even worse from the Middle East with flesh-eating bacteria mites. Mites that carry a bacteria that then eats your flesh, that hundreds of thousands died in the last year in the Middle East from it. It's okay. We get a black plague's now showing up. Wet leprosy's now showing up at record levels never before seen in the last 100 years. But it's okay. Because the blonde-haired, blue-eyed guy might have raped a woman and only got 6 months. In fact, I say execute him, but execute all the other rapists, even though they're illegal. Oh, you won't do that, will you? You see, I'm not defending this guy. Who knows what he really did? The point is, the judge and the police didn't buy the story that the jury did. Who knows? All I know is they see it a lot more. I'm not defending every judge out there, but I'm just telling you, there's a lot of stuff going on here. There's more than one way to skin a cat. Hillary begs Bernie to drop out as she clinches the nomination, the media says. She stole most delegates. He's the real guy. He's fighting it, even though I hate him. We've got Bilderberg's agenda. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's on InfoWars.com. We got it. They put it out on their official website. We wrote a story around it. That's coming up. And it is your purchase of the products that makes it all possible. Now, joining us is Dr. Edward Grip, one of the top nutraceutical producers in the country, who has so many patents it makes my head spin, and who produces the line of products for InfoWarsLife.com. We have a limited run of 1,000 of these. I want to know your reviews. I want you to get them. We have a few minutes here and 5 minutes in the next segment to talk about it. This is so important because it's ozonated, pure olive oil, organic skin moisturizer that we've been using for 6 months behind the scenes. It's been years in the making. Leanne McAdoo has been so blown away by it. The problem is that Group blew up a facility making it once because it's so hard to contain the ozone in a true gas form. It's safe once it's in the bottle with the olive oil, so it actually oxygenates and is basically living, and if I'm saying this correct, Dr. Group, instead of just being dead oil on your body, it actually bioactivates. Is that a fair way of saying it, Dr. Group?
Yeah, it is. I did actually almost blow up the facility. It all started with, we talk about all the internal toxins all the time coming into the body, but I was also looking for, the different types of toxins that affect the skin and what is the ultimate skincare product. And that led me back to Nikola Tesla's research, and he actually created an ozonated olive oil by bubbling ozone through it for a long period of time. Sometimes it takes up to 6 months to get the olive oil to change into a paste. So it's not necessarily a liquid olive oil that's been ozonated. This is a chemical process that takes place over a long period of time.
You're not putting gimmicks out. That's why your iodine you produce for us, your Super Male, all of it are such game changers, even with the nutraceutical and supplement Nazis out there on the big third-party sites. They absolutely love our products.
Yeah, this is what you would consider as the ultimate luxury skincare product. I mean, it releases oxygen onto the skin. We've been testing this for close to 15 years. Some of the most exclusive luxury spas around the world use this for oxygen facials and charge $250 per facial. It's 100% organic. It's been known to stimulate and grow skin cells. It protects the skin from toxic products. Look at most skincare products out there, including sunscreen, Alex, cause severe damage to the skin.
So Dr. Group, stay there, because I went to you late. I got so wound up. I want you to come back and take your time talking about this, because that's the key. Similar formulas that aren't even as good as yours out there, I happen to know, because I've seen it, are $100, $200, because it's like $100 just for the treatment and $100 for the person to do the treatment, the esthetician. So we're talking about $29. It should be $40, but we're discounting it out of the gate as an introductory offer. $29. Ozonated olive oil, InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's nothing more.